T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Stephenson in the morning here on KNSS, 8:46 here on a Wednesday morning. Three big things. Trump administration notifies Congress that the U.S. will withdraw from the World Health Organization.
Two.
Wichita City Council renames McAdams Park Pool after prominent architect Charles McAfee.
One.
Sedgwick County hires additional staff to cut down on delays in responding to COVID-19 questions from the public. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
This morning, we've got the Kansas Turnpike Authority telling us about a paint striping crew that's going to be working in the Wichita area, working between K96 and K15, and they're going to be doing the southbound lanes, then the northbound lanes, so you're going to be expecting moving lane closures there throughout the day. Again, that's a paint striping crew on the Kansas Turnpike here in Wichita. Watch for slowdowns. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny and hot today with a high of 93 degrees. Yesterday's high was 96. We'll have a 40% chance for showers and storms tonight. The overnight low 71. For Thursday, partly cloudy with a 30% chance for showers and storms. Tomorrow's high, 94. Now partly cloudy. We have a south wind at 9 miles per hour and 76 degrees. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS, and taking a look at our Steve and Ted poll question on our webpage, knssradio.com. Do you wear a mask in public? Before I give you the choices, I would just say that my wife and I do. Whenever appropriate, and especially when we're asked, and a lot of these retailers are saying, please, please wear a mask when you come in, and a lot of the employees do too. Do you wear a mask in public? And those people who've gone to our webpage and taking the poll question, here are the results so far. Sometimes, 16%. Yes, 21%. No, 64%. So among the people who are going to the webpage and taking part in the poll, more than half are saying they do not wear a mask in public to maintain or limit the spread of the coronavirus here, Ted. 8:49 now, Steve and Ted, and medical researchers are learning more about one of the ways COVID-19 can spread.
This is House Call for Health. Droplets or aerosols? That's the big debate going on among health experts tracking COVID-19. Droplets that might come from a sneeze or cough are fairly heavy and fall quickly to the ground. But aerosols are much smaller and float.
These tiny particles that hang in the air, they can be another source of potential infection.
Daniel Oren with Scripps Research says transmission of the coronavirus in aerosols could explain super spreader cases, especially indoors.
People were too far apart, really, to be in range of these regular droplets that come out of people's mouths.
Nearly 300 experts called on the World Health Organization to look more closely at aerosols.
Being inside is especially dangerous. That's why we're seeing these cases, these super spreading events.
WHO says it will study what it calls growing evidence of airborne spread. For more on the coronavirus, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Wall Street's recent string of big gains came to an abrupt stop Tuesday as stocks closed broadly lower following a pullback in markets overseas. The S&P fell 34 points, snapping a five-day winning streak. The Dow fell 396 points. The Nasdaq came off an all-time high, losing 89 points.
Well, the Dow's up already today.
Looking better today.
Oh, yeah, about 0.5%.
Levi's says it's going to cut 700 office jobs. That's about 15% of its worldwide corporate workforce. Oof. As the jeans seller deals with a sharp drop in sales due to the coronavirus pandemic. 8:51 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Something new in Riverside, and as a person who lives in Riverside, not very often do we have anything new happening there. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, developers planning a new housing community on a triangular piece of vacant land north of Sim Park. If the project moves forward, 40 new patio homes will be built where a former boarding school once stood, on Avenue just south of 13th Street. You'll remember that. The developer is DJD Riverside LLC. State business records indicate Dave Burke and Jerry Jones are partners in the company. A New York company has plans to build a $10.5 million independent senior living community in northeast Wichita. The company is called Calamar. It has plans for a new 55 and older independent living development. It'll be called Camden Chase Independent Senior Living. It's going up near 21st Street North and 127th Street East. And Koch Industries is launching a business to help breweries make non-alcoholic products even less alcoholic. The company says Julius Mantz is a German company Koch bought last year. It's launched Mantz Food Processing. The plan is to help customers reach nearly 0% alcohol in products like beer and wine. Products can be marketed as non-alcoholic if they contain less than 0.5% alcohol by volume. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
I'm trying to visualize where this plot of ground you're talking about. Yeah, I know where it is, right south of 13th and Perry in there.
Remember Booth?
Yeah, Booth. And it's that's a place where I used to run right past there going down through Sim Park when I ran my 4 or 5 mile route down through that way. And, right. Of course, you get down a little further, you're running. But right along the river, real neat place. And there's a fence on the left. You're right next to the river. And the golf course is right there.
Right.
And I'll never forget one day I was running down there and just chugging away, and all of a sudden, choo, golf ball went zipping over my head by
about
3 inches. So you got to watch
Glad
those
it didn't
golfers.
Hit you.
Yeah, well, those golfers, you know how they
going
are.
To my shots.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, that seems to me right next to that place you're talking about is dirt. The evidence is dirt going from just south of 13th down
right.
that way, it just for a little bit. But then it's paved
right.
from there on down. And if you go straight south from there, you go right into the golf course, right into Botanica. So I know exactly where you're talking about. Now, we've got some birthdays to talk about today. Let me go first, Ted. I'd like to say happy birthday. Well, just it is my brother's birthday. Don passed away several years ago. He would be 75 years old today.
Oh, my.
This is my oldest brother, the one who wound up in the military.
He was the taskmaster, right?
He was running the ship. He was the oldest brother. And then he had Huey, Dewey, and Louie that he bossed around the place, made us do all his chores for him. But he was a good man, a recipient of the Bronze Star in Vietnam. So we're proud of him. Don would have been 75 today.
Oh,
Ted's got a birthday or two. What do you got, Ted?
How about longtime TV meteorologist Merrill Teller?
Merrill Teller. Wow.
Birthday today.
Great friend, former co-worker at Channel 12, Merrill Teller. Love Merrill.
Yeah, I interviewed him when he was retiring, and I said, what are you going to do? Oh, referee some soccer games. That was about it.
He loves soccer.
He's a great guy. I've known him about 40 years.
Was he in your KAB induction class, or was that Jim O'Donnell?
That was Jim O'Donnell.
Okay.
But Merrill, he used to do some radio, and so I knew him from there. Go ahead.
Yep. And Captain Bobby Stout's birthday today.
Captain Bobby Stout done found me out.
He done found you out.
Wichita police legend, Crime Stoppers legend.
Yep.
Bobby Stout.
I'll tell you what, you talk about a guy who is a legend in his own mind.
There you go.
That would be Bob Stout.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
What a bashful, unassuming, quiet
low-key.
Individual.
Quiet,
very
shy.
Very low-key, shy. Never wanted to be bombastic in any way. This guy had a great career in the police force and then with Crime Stoppers all those years.
Well, when you got Merrill Teller and Bobby Stout, it's a pretty good combo.
Same day.
Yeah, how about that?
How about that? A couple of great guys. Well, happy birthday to Merrill. I know he's not listening. He's out refereeing a soccer game someplace.
Probably so. Happy birthday anyway.
And Stout, he's asleep. So there you go. I called it. All right, gentlemen. Thank you. Appreciate your time this morning. And a great morning for us today as we talk about the pandemic. And, of course, we'll be back again tomorrow. Ted, coming up at 9 o'clock this morning, Glenn Beck program.
Yeah.
And the topic, basically, is Black Lives Matter. They're going to approach it from several different angles, but Black Lives Matter is a topic on the Glenn Beck Show. Also at 9 o'clock this morning, our news here on KNSS, lawmakers thinking about monuments and symbols.
Okay.
That's part of the news at 9 o'clock here on KNSS. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck and Rush Limbaugh and news updates all day long. Stephen's Head of the Morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita. 76 degrees right now.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.